4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, hey, pay attention. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your host. My name is Tobe, and I am also the chairman of this committee, so dubious as it is. Oh, boy, what am I doing? I don't even know. Okay, well, first of all, we need to gather our wits about us and drink some tea. Yeah, because as usual, I have a giant teacup full of tea sitting right here. Oh, here comes baby princess Fluffy Pants. Where you going, Fluffy Butt? Oh, she's going into the other room. She doesn't want to play with me. Oh, I've had sort of a late day today. I woke up really early and I couldn't go back to sleep. Then I eventually did fall back asleep, and then I slept until like noon 30. That's not good. What is it? I hear you yanging, baby. Hi, what? Meow. You gonna give us some kitty meows? No, you're supposed to meow when I put the microphone in front of your face. No, we're just gonna meow when we're just gonna meow so nobody else can hear us. All right, so today is one of those days where it's supposed to be warm outside. It is sunny. I don't know how warm it is, but maybe we should go out and check, see if we've got anything in the mail. So I'm just gonna walk over here, put my shoes on. Shoes, shoes, shoes. Well, you're not going out there, baby. The cat thinks she wants to go out the garage door with me. No, you're kitties need to stay in here. Yeah, okay, you stay in there and watch for theft. All right, I'm in the garage. Open the garage door. Ooh, yeah, it's very sunny. It's very bright. Oh, snow glare. Oh, I didn't bring my sunglasses. Yowza, the sun is shining on the white, white snow, and it's almost making me blind. What's in the mailbox? Oh, yes. We do have a couple of things in the mailbox here today. Let's close it back up. And then we walk over here to the window, because here's Pippa in the window. Hi, baby. Who's the kitty in the window? You are. Yeah, the snow is melting. Water is flowing. All right, so back into the garage. Close the garage door. Back into the house. And here comes Pippa. Hi. What you doing? Oh, you want to smell the mail? Yes, okay, here you go, smelling the mail. Oh, it smells so good. It smells so postally. All right, let me try to sit down here. And what do we got? It looks like we got something from the grocery store, of course. Can't go a single day of getting mail without receiving something from my grocery store. Hi, Peppa. Peppa's sitting here. I can pet her as she's sitting on my mail. Yeah, you sit on that piece. I gotta look at these. And then here's something from the cable company. Final reminder, immediate action required. Are you sure you're not trying to sell me something? This is something about the phone system. We'll see what happens. And then the other thing I got in the mail was something from my bank. Yes, put your home to work for you with a home equity line of credit. Are you joking me? Current low HELOC rate, 1.99% APR for 12 months, 7% APR after. Yeah, that can go directly into the trash or the recycle bin. Now, what about this thing from the cable company? Should I try to open it? I am trying to open it. It's just, nope, I'm not opening it. It just tore in half as I tried to open this stupid thing. So we're just going to throw it away. It is trash now. La-di-da-di-da. So, even though we did receive some things in the mail, it's all junk. It's all junk. So now there's nothing to do. Oh. Or I should say, there's nothing to do right now. Because I've got two exciting things waiting to happen for me later today. In less than 3 hours, I've got more cricket highlights to watch on TV. Yay! I do love cricket. And then, right when my cricket highlights are over, I get to go out to eat with my parents again. We're going to Jim and Jenny's, the local Greek restaurant. So close to my house. I'm so happy. I don't even know what I'm going to eat tonight. I've been thinking about it since last night. Do I want to have a gyro sandwich? Do I want souvlaki? Or do I want a hamburger? Yeah, strangely enough, the hamburgers are really good at this Greek restaurant. So delicious. So I might have a hamburger, but I think I had a hamburger the last time I was there, so maybe I'll just have the souvlaki. And that's what I tend to eat the most. I sort of switch between souvlaki and hamburgers. But maybe I'll have a gyro tonight. I don't know. All right, so what am I doing? I'm looking at my TV screen that says CNN, and there's a bunch of politics stuff on it, because, you know, that's the only news that exists anymore. Oh my gosh, what did politicians do today? Who cares? Not me. I'm a bad citizen. I'm a bad citizen of America because, oh my God, I just do not care what happens in Washington, D.C. I really don't. Does that make me a bad person? Yes, it does. Should we check the Weather Channel? Let's go to the Weather Channel, see what the current temperature is. It's well over 40 out there. Oh yeah, 43. It's warming up. The snow is melting. I'm pretty happy about that. Oh, and let's see what else is on. We got Kill Bill, Volume 2. Hill, he says. What else is on? Oh, we got some figure skating. And then triathlon. Don't we have any football today? No. But we got Big Bash Cricket League highlights. And then after that is hockey. So maybe after I eat dinner, I'll come home and watch some hockey. And then there's nothing late at night. No live cricket late. But usually that's on the weekends. So anyway. Oh my God. What am I doing? Oh, here's something weird on the schedule. I thought this said something else. There's a movie on later called Angel and the Bad Man. It's apparently a John Wayne movie. But when I read it, I sort of thought it said Balaam and the Angel. My mind read Balaam and the Angel, which is a band from Scotland back in the late 80s. And I actually got to see them play. And this is actually a bizarre story that I was actually telling the other night, too. Just because, well, it's a long story. But me and my friend Booper went to see Balaam and the Angel just because we had free tickets and blah, blah, blah. How we got the free tickets, how this came about is all bizarre to begin with, but oh, you don't need to know the details. The funniest part of it was, pardon me, Balaam and the Angel were a great band to see live. And the funniest part about it was that when the singer sang, you could understand the words. You could understand the lyrics of the song. You could understand what he was saying. But when he would talk between songs,
Because of his very thick Scottish accent, you couldn't understand a word he said. And I thought that was hilarious. Oh, I laughed and laughed. They were a great band. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we saw Balaam and the Angel play at a music venue known as the Ranch Bowl. And the Ranch Bowl was a large entertainment complex. And it started off, 60 years ago as a bowling alley with a couple restaurants and a large dining hall. But by the time the 80s rolled around, it changed hands. And the bowling alley stayed, but the restaurant and the other rooms became bars. So this place had three bars, one of which would have live music. And the other bar was a little bit quieter, but sometimes had live music. And the third bar was just full of pool tables. But when we saw Balaam and the Angel play, they didn't play in the bar. They actually built a stage over the bowling alleys. Not all of them, because it was a pretty big, bowling complex. I think there was 20 lanes. But they must have built the stage over about 10 of the lanes, and they actually had the concert in the bowling alley. I don't know how often they did that, but that was the only one like that I ever saw. But needless to say, I went to the Ranch Bowl numerous times to see various bands play. But unfortunately, about 10 years ago, the Ranch Bowl closed. They tore it down, and a Walmart was built in its place. And the reason the Ranch Bowl has been in my memory so recently is that my dad gave me a book about the Ranch Bowl that he picked up somewhere. And I'm wondering if I should get another copy for Booper or something. I wonder if Booper would want a copy of this book. It's just kind of a coffee table book about the history of the Ranch Bowl and full of pictures and stuff like that. The funny thing is I have another book similar to this for Max's Kansas City. There's probably a CBGB's book out there just like this as well. So if you're into defunct music venue books, let me know. I can set you up with one from the Ranch Bowl. Oh, the Ranch Bowl was a strange place. And bands would come in, find out that they're playing at a bowling alley, and then they would say, "What? Why are we playing at a bowling alley? What?" But then they would show up and find out it was such a great venue and tons of people would show up and they would have one of the better shows on their tour. It happened constantly. So anyway, that's a short history of the Ranch Bowl. In case you were wondering, and I knew you were. And all because I saw Angel and the Badman on the TV schedule. Going back to the TV schedule, looking for anything to watch on TV. No, there's nothing to watch on TV. Okay, so what are we doing now? I have no idea. Oh, and as if I'm not getting enough advertising from my grocery store, here's a commercial on TV from the store, and they're advertising their deli plates and fruit trays and vegetable stuff. Getting ready for the Super Bowl. Oh, look, and they cleverly used the word fanfare, but they split it to be fanfare. Get it? Oh, I get it. I think I'm going to slap somebody. Oh, this is good tea, though. So delicious. Mm-hmm. I do love drinking tea. And speaking of fanfare and weird restaurants, it reminds me of this restaurant called Border Fair up in... Oh, wait, no, where is that? Is that in Harlan? It's over in Harlan, Iowa. About, 60 or 70 miles out over in Iowa, in the good part of Iowa. All of Iowa is the good part, though. Don't let me Don't let me influence you. Boy, if you think Nebraska has corn, wait till you go to Iowa. Iowa is 100% corn. Once you get out past about, North Platte, Nebraska, you can't grow corn anymore because the Rocky Mountains are starting to grow. So only part of Nebraska is corn. Only 70% of Nebraska is corn. But I digress. Over in Harlan, Iowa, there's a restaurant called Border Fair, and it's a Mexican restaurant. And the people who own it love Pepsi. And so all of the decorations are Pepsi things. So, you know, you think about restaurants where you have, you know, Americana on the walls. You've been to these restaurants like Bennigan's and Applebee's, and they have all the crap all over the walls, right? All the old farm implements and all this old junk and, right, old license plates and stupid crap. Well, Border Fair is kind of like that, except the stuff that's all over the place is all Pepsi branded. And so it doesn't really have that Mexican vibe. And then when you open the door, there's a string tied on the door that goes up to the ceiling, across the ceiling, and over to the other side of the restaurant. And it what is on there? I can't remember. It raises and lowers something. Is it a pinata or something? I don't remember. So it's a little spooky if you're a person like me and you're opening the door, then you notice something across the room reacting to what you're doing. It's like, uh-oh. Border Fair. I haven't been there in a while. I haven't been over to Iowa in quite a while. And I really should. I should get out there. I used to have all of the southwest quadrant of Iowa as my territory when I was the copier repairman. So I used to drive all over Iowa. And occasionally further. I used to go all the way to Quad City sometimes, but yeah, I spent a lot of time driving all around Iowa in all the small towns and stuff and finding all this awesome stuff, and I kind of miss being over there. I should, one of these days, maybe that's what we should do. We should have the Tour of Iowa show. Just drive over to Iowa, go down to Red Oak or Shenandoah, or one of those towns. That might be fun. There's all kinds of cool stuff in small towns in Iowa. You got to look for it, though. Oh, you know where else we should go? We should go down to Rockport, Missouri. Rockport, Missouri is a small town that is, maybe 5 or 6 miles just over the Iowa-Missouri border. And the best part about Missouri, in my opinion, is that fireworks are completely legal there, and they can be sold year-round. And so right across the border there in Rockport, there's a lot of fireworks stores. And when I say a lot, I mean like half a dozen. And that might not seem like a lot to you if you're from a fireworks state, but these are stores that are open year-round. And I do like to go down there. We could go down to Hamburg, Iowa. Hamburg, Iowa is right on that border, too. It's just maybe 2 miles north of the Iowa-Missouri border. It's super fun. We should go down there. I want to go down there. I want to go buy fireworks. Wait. I don't have any dollars. Oh, man. I need some more Croisette rockets. I'm down to, I don't know, probably like 2 dozen. That's plenty, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, maybe we should head down there.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. He's just got it like
yourselves. No dancing, there's gonna be no dancing.
Hello, and good morning, evening, or afternoon, depending on your personal location on this planet we live on, hurtling through space. Oh, I have just got the best news. I'm so happy. I have solved a great mystery. But first of all, let me just say that you're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and you've caught me on a good day because, boy oh boy, massive mystery solved. Oh, it's like a monkey off my back. The relief I'm feeling, I cannot even begin to describe it. Joy. It's like Christmas morning, but for my brain. You gotta be asking yourself by now, what could Tobe possibly be going on about my fortune cookies? I solved the problem of my fortune cookies. What's the problem with your fortune cookies? The fortune cookie problem is this. I eat a lot of Chinese food because, you know, there's not a lot of gluten or lactose in it or anything else that is bad for me. And I get lots of vegetables and rice, and I love vegetables and rice so much. Nom, nom, nom. And today, I was hungry, and I decided, okay, I gotta get some food, so I went over to the Chinese place that's across the street from the place where the old Walmart used to be, not to be confused, but with the Chinese place that also has Vietnamese food that's across the street from where Walmart is now. And I got lemon chicken. They have really good lemon chicken there. And I got the lemon chicken. And I had to get it and bring it home because I wanted to watch the UEFA Champions League magazine show, which I have to watch religiously, obviously. But the point here is, you get a fortune cookie with your order, correct? I mean, you've had Chinese food, and this is my fortune cookie right here. And it's the kind that's wrapped in cellophane, and just is the one that says fortune cookies. And I don't like, I mean, these are okay, but I like the one. My first favorite kind is the kind with the Mandarin baby on it, and he's got the wand or whatever, and he's got a fan, and he's dancing or doing something. You know the ones I'm talking about. It's full color, and it's got like gold ink, so it's like four-color process printed plus one, CMYK plus gold spot printing. Oh, so awesome. I love those Mandarin baby dudes. They're always cool. I don't know really what they are, but you know what I'm talking about. Actually, we need to consult Hong Todo for this. Our very own Hong Todo, who also has a cool show on Anon Radio. He knows a lot about Chinese culture and stuff. Maybe he could explain this whole good luck, happy fortune, magic Mandarin baby dude. But anyway, then there's the other fortune cookies that have the panda on them. And that's only two-color printing. It's red and black, which is pretty good, and I like pandas and all that, but then there's these. That's the most boring wrapper ever. Fortune cookies, and there's only one. So it shouldn't say fortune cookie, singular. The problem with fortune cookies that I have is, you know, I can't eat a lot at any given time, so I usually set aside a lot of food, and of course the fortune cookie's the last thing I eat. And it might even not get eaten until the next day. And that's very common, and it also something I forget about them, and that's why I have fortune cookies laying around in weird places in my house, and I find them all over. But anyway, I'll find these fortune cookies the next day, or 2 days later, or 3 days later, and I'll go, oh, yay, fortune cookie, I'll eat a fortune cookie, and I'll open up the fortune cookie wrapper, and then I'll try to crack the fortune cookie open, and it's all stale. Now, you know, just, you're going to get a stale one every once in a while. But I'm talking every single one of these that I set aside ends up getting stale. And I haven't been able to figure out why or how this is happening until tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's correct. I have solved the fortune cookie stale mystery, and I'm about to reveal it to you here on Anon Radio. It turns out it's my cat. That's right. Just minutes ago, I was sitting in front of the TV watching, I don't even know what it was. I think it was a car insurance commercial. It wasn't, you know, football. I don't know what was happening. And anyway, then my cat comes in, and I had this fortune cookie sitting on the floor next to me where I sit, and the cat comes up to it, starts checking it out, and starts batting it around, and then she starts chewing on the plastic, on the cellophane. Because, you know, cats love this stuff, and they'll, anything that crinkles, they can get all weird about it. And then she started chewing on it, and she got chewing on it so much that she actually pierced the envelope and broke the hermetic seal. It has now lost its integrity, and it is no longer airtight, just from tiny cat bite holes. And then she carried around for a while, and then she put it down, and she sort of knocked it back to where it was, and then she walked off. And I'm like, okay, now we know what's going on. So now, of course, I've got to open this fortune cookie, because it's just going to go stale, and I got to eat it now. So I'll open it, and then let's see what the fortune is. Oh, yeah, nice and crispy open. See, that's the first time I've had a crispy fortune cookie in like months. Every time, other times I tried to crack them, they just go flump, and it's like folding a wet sponge over. All right, let's see here. My fortune today reads, a master can act without doing anything, teach without a word. You know, I have to agree, but I don't know how I'm going to apply that, because this is a radio medium. Words are kind of important at this point. And this is the type of fortune that's got the good stuff on the back, too. Learn Chinese. Lunar New Year. And it's Nong Li Xinyan. And you'll have to excuse my horrendous pronunciation there. Again, Hong To Do. Feel free to straighten me out here. And my lucky numbers today are 35, 24, 21, 36, 56, and 22. Place your bets early to avoid being shut out at the window. Mmm, yummy fortune cookies. Do you know how to make tea? You don't? Why not? Didn't they teach you how to make it in kiddie school? No, they didn't. You should get a refund. Do you think kiddie school ripped you off because they didn't teach you how to make tea?
أي أفعال عدوانية تقترفون ضد من حولكم سنقابلها بقوة مميتة ولاي أذى يلحق بأبناء شعبكم لا تكونوا مشتركين في العدوان لحمايتكم ضعوا أسلحتكم وعودوا إلى بيوتكم سالمين
Your family needs you. Return home safely. Lay down your arms and refuse orders from your current illegitimate government. Any hostilities against coalition forces will be met with deadly force. Do not harm your fellow countrymen. Stop fighting. Abandon your equipment and weapons and return home safely.
يجب على السفن الليبية البقاء للميناء وعدم تركه. نظام القذافي ينتهك قرار الأمم المتحدة الذي يأمر بانتهاء الأعمال العدائية في بلدكم. إذا قررت ترك الميناء فستعرض نفسك للهجوم والتدمير فورا ولحمايتكم لا تتركوا الميناء
Libyan ship or vessel, remain anchored. Do not leave port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you attempt to leave port, you will be attacked and destroyed immediately. For your own safety, do not leave port.
اتركوا مواقعكم فورا وارجعوا إلى الميناء نظام القذافي ينتهك